show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. It was a busy show today.
It was a bit.
Lots of phone calls, which was nice. We like that. We're able to narrow down exactly when Book Week became a bloody phenomenon.
Well, all the parents are talking about those costumes right now, and I'm like, what is this? This wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing in our
days. It wasn't a thing.
Oh, I just said in our days.
Oh, we're old.
WTF Wednesday. Brad's a furry. Enjoys dressing up as a furry animal.
Is it
like in costumes and stuff?
We asked the question.
And my daughter's new favourite song is Problematic. Appreciate her getting into the 70s disco.
I know. It's not the song I expected.
No, you're expecting like Anaconda or something.
Or what's the new Cardi B one? Yeah, that one.
WAP.
That's not that new anymore. But
she's absolutely not into WAP. And it is not that new as well. It's coming up, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thanks for hitting download.
Book Week is next week, and I know this because all the parents around me are starting to talk about costumes for their kids in the lead up to Book Week, which is a huge thing these days.
Mate, go to Kmart or probably Big W as well. I think they're on the bandwagon.
Even the catalogs.
Mate, I was at Kmart. There's a whole section now.
It's massive.
That you know the section that they make like Christmassy at Christmas time, and then they'll make it like you know, Easter at Easter time and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
they've got their party section as well. It's all sort of stocked up now
for Book Week
with Book Week costumes.
And everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about costumes. And we were sitting in our meeting yesterday, and I was like, "When did this become a thing?" Because I do not remember Book Week being a dress-up party when I was at school.
There
was the book fair where you'd go and purchase books.
Yeah.
And that was the extent of it.
Book club where the pamphlet thing would come out.
Yeah.
Like the scholastic thing.
And you'd choose which ones you wanted and give it to mum with all the books ticked.
And then she'd go, "You're not having any of those. I'm broke this month."
and maybe during that time there was like a library session where they'd read a book to you or something. Like maybe.
I kind of remember the term Book Week.
Yeah, it was a celebration of books.
But I don't remember it like being as big of a much I think every school in Queensland is
dresses
on
up.
Book Week now.
Yes.
And I mean, my daughter's school, they have like a parade. There's like an assembly. Like some people go crazy next level with the costumes.
All the parents are stressing about costumes. And I don't remember ever dressing up for Book Week, for it being this big a thing.
Mm.
And we're trying to figure out amongst ourselves when it became a thing. Because, Cliffo, you don't remember dressing up at school.
No, in my core kind of primary schooling years, I would say, was the early 90s. So, like, start of the 90s, 1990 I started school, through to about 95, 96. That was my primary schooling days.
Yeah.
Early 90s, like that first half of the 90s, no Book Week celebrations they are now.
No,
but nothing like it is now.
No, just an acknowledgement of celebrating books, but no dressing up, no parades, no assemblies, anything like that. Producer Haley, you're a little bit younger than us.
You're our resident young person.
You're our resident young person. Do you remember dressing up for Book Week at school?
Yeah, so in kindergarten, I dressed up for Book Week, and that was in 2002.
And what did you dress up as?
I dressed up as Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter books.
Hermione's
literally everyone.
My daughter's gone as Hermione the last 2 years. And I said to her about 2 nights ago, "What do you want to go as?" And she said, "Hermione."
Hermione. Harry Potter wasn't even out when I was in kindergarten.
So Hale started school in the early noughties. So her core schooling was early noughties to sort of mid noughties.
I finished at the noughties.
Somewhere between the mid nineties
and the early
noughties.
Let's see if we can narrow it down.
When did Book Week become a thing?
Yeah, when did Book Week become a thing? Maybe there's even someone out there who in their early primary school it wasn't a thing, but late primary school it was. Like they might have even been there for the transition.
Good.
But if you have a memory of dressing up in primary school for a big Book Week celebration, give us a call because we're going to get dates from you and we're going to figure out the exact time frame that Book Week became the monster that it is today.
Because again, like I say, like early 90s, like I think I remember Book Week, but maybe I don't. Like maybe I'm just so in on it now.
No, I think you do. I went on an excursion to a library. And I think that was our form of Book Week.
And kids that have sick Book Week celebrations now, that's as good as it got.
That's as good as it got. We got on a bus and we sang 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That's right.
Which is inappropriate for primary school, I'm now thinking. But we did. And we went to a library, and that's as exciting as it got.
13, 10, 60. So we think it became a thing somewhere between like the mid-90s and maybe the noughties, like the early noughties somewhere.
Yeah.
Hayley said 2002 she did it. But 13, 10, 60, was Book Week a thing for you? Let's narrow it down.
Let's do it.
When did Book Week become a thing is what we want to answer on here. Dasha, how you going?
Good, thanks, Clipo and Gabby. How are you?
Good. Trying to work out when Book Week became a thing.
When it became a beast.
When it became the beast that it is. So what can you tell us about Book Week?
I remember back in 98, I was in year four.
98.
Okay.
And it was huge?
Was it a thing?
That's when we started doing parades and that.
So 98 was your first parade?
That I remember, yes.
Okay, so so 96 we didn't have one. I didn't have one in 1996, Gabby.
I didn't have one in 2000. However, maybe my school, because it was a small country town, was 2 years behind, which like, I wouldn't put it past.
Like Adelaide is, or Perth, exactly. Or something like that.
So we'll go with 98 for now. Okay.
Candice is here. Candice, what can you tell us? Like what year did Book Week become a thing at your school?
I think it was around 95, 96. I was grade 4 or grade 5.
So it wasn't a thing for me, 96.
Okay. So 95, 96. So maybe it was a slow burn. Maybe some schools, you know, started it and the others caught on and then it became a huge beast.
I think so, because I went to school in Mudge in New South Wales when I did my very first Book Week.
Okay.
Okay, we're sitting.
All right.
For me at the moment, we're sitting somewhere between 96 and 98, which is exactly 97 if we are to average them off.
All right. Okay.
But Candice, that's been a big help. Thank you.
That's all right.
13, 10, 60. Let's just see if we can get Jess
to clarify
to sort of
days.
Solidify this. Mm. Jess, when did Book Week become a thing in your life? Like what year?
So I started school in 96.
Uh-huh.
So Book Week kind of is vivid in my memory from about 96.
From 96. All right. So I'm thinking we
stick to 97, I reckon.
96, 97. Can we do it like basketball? Like the season runs over a 2 year period, do you know what I mean? Like it was the 96-97 season, Book Week. Yeah,
one of those things that everyone got involved in too.
Wow.
All right. I'm happy with that. 96-97.
If you're cursing anyone, curse 96-97.
Yeah, those 96-97ers, they're the ones to blame.
Cliffo and Gabby's WTF Wednesday.
What the f***?
This is a segment where we get stories on so weird they'll have you saying WTF, and we want to find out what furries are today. So we actually have Brad on, who is a furry. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Brad, just give us the real quick definition. What exactly is a furry?
A furry is a person who is either interested in or they feel a connection to an animal or mythical or real.
Mm-hmm.
Or they feel like they actually are that animal sometimes. A lot of people use it as an escape from the real world.
And a lot of furries dress up as that animal.
No, actually, the people that wear the costumes or fursuits, as we call them, is actually kind of a minority. It's like less than 50% will actually have them.
Oh.
And some people like me actually have the costumes.
I see
there
you,
go.
Okay, so this might come across rude, but I swear it's not, Brad. Mm. I'm sure a lot of people's minds would go here.
Mm.
But is it a sex thing, like a fetish thing?
No.
No.
It's there's what we call the dark side of the fandom, which is all the sex thing and people who are interested in that stuff. And some of the art does portray that, and some of the costumes portray that, but it's not really. It's more of a family kind of thing, like community. If you feel bad, you speak to your furry friends and they might help you or make you feel better.
So it's more like a community. And the way that you're explaining it kind of sits with me like it's your spirit animal in a way. Like
exactly,
it's your other side of your personality.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So tell us about your furry friend. Like what's your personality as a furry?
Well, I actually at the moment have three active personalities and one that I'm working on.
Tell us about your favourite one or the most interesting one.
I have a Rottweiler personality.
Okay.
It was based on a former dog that I had.
Okay, right.
It's like a tribute to him.
So do you dress up as the dog?
Yes, I do.
And do you behave like a dog when you're dressed up like the dog?
It's not really, no. It's more of a humanised version.
Uh-huh.
Right.
When you're dressed as your dog friend, your ex-dog that you had, what do you do? Do you just sit and watch telly? Do you go out to conventions? What do you do in costume?
Go to conventions, do some charity work if I can.
Right.
It's all just basically getting out there in the community and making people happy.
What kind of people are furries?
Well, strangely enough, you might not know. You might work with a furry and not know it.
Really?
If you have doctors, chemists, like rocket scientists.
Wow.
Lawyers. I know lawyers that do it.
And it's just a bit of an escape for you.
Anyone can be a furry.
It's an escape.
Wow.
Yeah, anyone can be a furry and not know. It's an escape for a lot of people. Like they might have an absolute crappy day, bad day at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get home. If they want to put their costume on and feel like a completely different person for even 5-10 minutes.
Bit of an escape from reality. That makes sense to me.
That makes total sense. Yeah. And if that's what it is, like for some people it's watching television.
Yeah.
For some people it's going for a run. For other people it's dressing up as a Rottweiler. So, Brad, that's you. Brad the furry, you've been so generous with explaining the world of furries. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
Have you ever heard of the video game Just Dance?
I think so.
So they play this at my daughter's school all the time. The kids can pick a song or whatever. Mm. And then, like, there's a person on the screen, like a cartoon outline.
Oh.
And you have to do the dance moves.
I think I've seen the ad for it.
Yeah, that the person does. And you have the controllers in your hand and that's how you get the points or whatever.
It's a Wii game because
It's a Wii game, but whatever they're called now. Wii's. Yeah.
Switch or whatever.
Yes, I don't know what it is. I'm too tight to buy it. So when my daughter wants to play it at home, she just YouTubes it on our smart TV and copies what other people have done. But her love for Just Dance has led to a new favourite song of hers. And it's not a new song. It's an old song, probably from the 70s. It's a disco song.
Yeah.
Are you aware of a song called Rasputin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah. Remember it was redone?
Yes.
Maybe 6 months ago?
It was. It was remixed not long ago.
Yeah.
But this version, the disco version, is the version on Just Dance.
Yeah, cool.
So this is the version that is playing literally every day through YouTube.
I can imagine doing TV. Saturday Night Fever moves to that song.
It's a great song. The problem is my daughter's 8. She goes to a very religious Catholic school. And I have discovered there are some problematic lyrics when you actually drill down. And when you know, like, the song word for word like Matilda does, there are some problematic lyrics for an 8-year-old who goes to a very religious Catholic school. And I'm going to play some of the bits to you now and just get your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Here's a little bit, the first kind of problematic bit from Rasputin. So it's the last two lines there. Yeah. Yeah, well, that he could preach the Bible like a preacher. That's kind of weird already for, you know, the Catholic school thing. Mm. But the line, but he was also the kind of teacher women would desire.
Oh,
that's what she sees.
That's,
and she sort of sings it like that. She goes, women would desire.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that bit. They get worse.
Okay.
Here's another line. All of his estate, he was the man to please. But he was real great when he had a girl to please. So in all affairs of state, he was the man to please. But he was real great when he had a girl to squeeze. I don't want my 8-year-old seeing that. But now,
oh no, it's getting badder.
We come to the chorus, okay?
Oh.
I want you listen to the chorus from Rasputin.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Rasputin,
Yeah.
That's graphic.
So, rah, rah.
Listen to the lyrics of this before.
It's morbid. Rah, rah, Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. They didn't quit. They wanted his head. Rah, rah, Rasputin, Russia's greatest love machine. And so they shot him till he was dead. I just said to Matilda yesterday,
graphic.
When it's your turn to pick a Just Dance, please don't pick Rasputin.
Anything but that. Cliff, you lovingly call me a crazy dog lady quite regularly.
Lovingly? And... okay, yeah, I can go with that.
Well, I think I've proven you right, and I think my neighbour may agree with you. Because
it was the costume box thing from literally the moment that we were teamed up to become a show some 4 years ago. And you, one of the first things you said was, I've got to pack up all my dog's costumes or the dress-ups.
And there was so many that it was a whole box just for the dog.
Okay.
He hasn't dressed up in a while. I should get on that.
No, anyway. That's okay. You don't have to.
No, it was something a little different yesterday. It wasn't dressing up as such. I was a little concerned because my Chihuahua bear, he's only 2.5 kilos. Whenever we take him for a walk, he always, every single time, does a poop. Every time we go on a walk. Every time. And even if he doesn't need to, it's like he forces one out. Like, it's like he has to do
he's
it.
He's like a small child when you're going on a long car trip.
Have you gone
start
before
a car
we
trip
leave?
And they're like, I need to go to the toilet now.
Exactly.
Like, why didn't you do it half an hour ago when we left? I didn't need to then.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So I make sure I've always got poop bags with me because I'm not going to be one of those people that leaves it on the sidewalk. Like, I just refuse. And I dislike those people.
Yeah,
but
they're the worst.
I pick them up every time. The last three times we've gone on walks over the last few days, he has not done a poop. And it really started to stress me out. I'm like, maybe he's got an issue. Maybe he's not pooping right now. And I started to get really paranoid about my dog not being able to poop. And I was like feeling his belly to see if he was maybe a bit swollen because he was clogged up.
Constipated.
I was checking to make sure he still had an appetite, which he does. And it got to the point where...
Do you do this to Nev as well too?
Yeah,
if he
like
go
I
for
feel
a few
his
days,
belly.
You scratch his belly. Ooh.
Nev can tell me if there's an issue. The dog can't.
Right, okay.
So
great.
I started spying on the dog every time he went into the backyard.
Weirdo.
I know. And in our backyard, there's a bit... It's like around the corner, so you can't see it from the house. There's no window that gives you the vantage point over this particular area of the back garden. And that's where he headed off to when he went outside yesterday. So I snuck outside and he doesn't like to be watched. So I was kind of hiding between the fence and a shrub to spy on him while he did a poop. I was even in like a crouching position and I didn't realize at the time, but my neighbor was also in their backyard.
So your neighbor's in the backyard. You're like...
Yes, I'm like sneaking around. And the neighbor comes over and is like, hey, what you doing?
Just trying to catch the dog to do a poop.
I'm spying on the dog pooping. What?
How's your afternoon going?
This is Hits Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Hooking that we have something to tell you guys.
Alluding to a change to Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, I've been worried because I've been sort of hooking it and I've been cautious not to say too much because we did say we'll drop the big announcement after 7:20. It's now 7:24.
It is after 7:20.
We can confirm. 7:24. That sticks all out. Thumbs up. Okay, we can talk about it. So there's been a bit of talk lately, not just in our office and our circles and stuff, Gabs, but all over, that the cost of living at the moment is skyrocketing. This is not new information.
No, like you just know when you do your grocery shop.
Have you noticed it?
Oh, man, I have noticed it. We get the same amount of food and suddenly it's like double the price. I'm like, what?
I was talking to Smithy, our boss, about that. Like our $150 to $175 weekly shop, you know, this week it was $220.
Yeah. It's a lot. Like, we've had to start putting more money into our grocery account.
Not only that, but the cost of fuel, interest rates on the rise. Like, there's a lot of pressure. So we've decided to weasel a bit more money out of the budget.
Well, we haven't actually gotten confirmation from the boss. We're just doing it because we want to give you more chances to win more money.
And we're going to do that
cash dollars.
Next week, we are launching something that we've called, are you ready for it? Double Hit Alpha Bucks.
Yeah! So two chances every single day.
To
play and win Alpha Bucks.
So what we're saying, you know, not only what we're saying, what we're guaranteeing is we double hit Alpha Bucks, more winners,
yep,
and double the chances to play. So more winners, more chances to play.
Yep.
Same sort of game, you know. Nothing changes there.
Literally still, nothing changes.
One letter, 10 topics, 30 seconds to win. But we're going to play weekday mornings after 7 a.m. and after 8 a.m.
So 8 o'clock's always been there. But now we're also playing it an hour earlier. So two games
up
a day.
Seven.
Different letter and different questions for each game. So don't go thinking you can listen into 7 and then play the same game at 8. But it is going to give you that extra opportunity to play and win $1,000.
More winners, more chances to play double hit Alpha Bucks. It starts on Monday. And we're still going to be giving away a free letter every day on the Cliff on Gabby podcast. Little Birdie tells me Carrie and Tommy might have some hints in the afternoon as well.
Can't say
much about that now, but yeah, you want to be listening to Carrie and Tommy right across the workday as well. But double hit Alpha Bucks from Monday.
Indefinitely? Why not?
Let's just squeeze that Bosch dry.
Open the purse strings, mate.
More winners, more often. Double hit Alpha Bucks starts Monday on here.
Alpha Bucks.
Yes, Alpha Bucks. It is back tomorrow, Thursday, the 18th of the 8th. So the 18th of August tomorrow, Gabs. And we do have a free answer as always.
As always, the answer you want is income.
Income.
The thing you want to increase all the time. Doesn't matter
Don't
how high it is,
though,
you want it to be higher.
Everything else is getting higher, except for the income, which is very
makes it
frustrating.
Tough. Mm.
So I is your letter, and income is your free Alpha Bucks answer for tomorrow. Play after 8 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday morning on HIT and the free listener app.
The HIT Breakfast Show.